morning, MGTOW men. Oh, I made orifice noises. Yeah. Well, today's has been a week of grand adventure. I like that. Nice clear eyes. Look at that. That's what people who don't do drugs look like. And a nice, clean, clear eyes. The first adventure is for all you people, less fortunate people. There's a brand, look, I'll put an endorsement in, fuck it, you know. There's a brand of tea called Narada. It's grown in Australia. They were wiped out by, the fucking plantation was wiped out by a huge cyclone that hit in the mountains and shit, you know what I mean? And went off the sea up into the fucking mountains next to the sea and fucked their plantation up really badly. So in order to stay in business, they've had to import and blend some teas with their own tea, because it was a case of either do that or go out of fucking business, you know, while the plantation becomes re-established, you know. So this isn't quite as fucking good as a wholly Australian grown tea, but in the time being, it's a pretty fucking good tea. It's a satisfying, it's a fucking, it's a proper tea blender, not like the shit from the fucking Lipton's or Tetley or Bushels or some other shit, you know. And I'll try and get this in focus without tipping it on me. But that is, I don't know if you can see in there. Oops. But, wrong end. And while I'm at it, see, that's heat shrink tubing. Fucking crap. So to stop dirt and grit and shit getting into the fucking lens, what I've done is I've fitted some heat shrink tubing, bit of silicon, it only shrunk down so far, right? And that's a sleeve. That's a magnetic coupling, you know, obviously. And that's a really good black tea, if you like it black. So that's a tremendous thing. There we go. It's a snug fit, you know what I mean? If you look at the dimensions, see how it shrinks there a bit, you know? So I shrunk it around the bloody, where there's that step, like the other end, there's that step in there, so it's a snug fit. So it just keeps all the fucking crap out of the electronics, and especially any sort of dust or metallic grit or shit or whatever, stays out of the switches, it stays out of the connections. Don't you fucking go down there. Stay there. Oh, fuck. And anyway, so that's good. If you want to contact the factory directly, you know, you can buy it for about $3.20 a box of 250 grams, it's worth getting. It's better than, I've seen some of that plantation shit from other countries and they're just drenching the shit in pesticides and And that's what I think about all these tea companies, foreign tea companies, Jews, you know, is they'll drench their shit in pesticides. And when I was about, I don't know, 17, 18 or whatever, my fucking idiot mother, she was buying these standard Australian teas, and I was getting little blisters and rashes inside my mouth from the fucking tea. And I put that down to pesticides on the tea, you know. So while they're regrowing their plantations and stuff, they've got a bit of blended stuff in there, and everything's got pesticides and all this sort of shit, but I think their product's sort of better than average, a lot better than average, and what's the words? Yeah, so when they get back to bloody, you know, bug-free, when they get their full plantation running, they'll be wholly Australian-grown, single-blend fucking tea, and, you know, very good tea. It's a decent fucking cup of tea, you know? Chills. Oh, fuck, that's nice. And gentlemen, you know how you can buy junk food, which is solid sugar and just shit, you know? Well, here's pitted dates. You know, it's nutritional, it's good food, and that, with a bit of thickened cream turned, bit of thickened cream poured over it. Excellent instant dessert, you know, 5 minutes. So. So this. That, oh, what's that fucking crap? So this. You know, I cook stuff up on the stove, put it all into this. You know. It's a lot easier than, see, dumb fucking people don't think, right? But this has a handle, your fluids don't run off it like on a plate, you know, you get a plate a bit sort of wobbly or whatever, it might be, the plate might be hot, but the plate might be, you know, wobbly and things will drip as you carry it around. And that holds about a litre, maybe 1.2 or 3 litres. Or yeah, maybe 900 mil. So that, dear patrons, fucking Jesus. Oh, man. Ah, stabby, stabby, stabby. Fuck me. Oh, man. Give it. Method in my madness. Genius in my fucking method. See, there's your prunes, cream, nutritional, that's fruit, fibre, fat, fantastic, you know, and that's why I just don't get it on how, you know, these fucking dumb cunts, I'm not saying that, you know, like a standard of service and a standard of food quality and a standard of preparation and all this sort of stuff. I'm not saying those restaurants that ask a lot of money for specific foods and all this sort of stuff. I'm not saying that they're worth, I'm not saying that they're not worth it, you know. Because really brilliant service, really good food, really brilliant service and high quality products, not these scam artists, you know, Le Planc de Tomato Super, you know, $50 for a bowl of soup, and the cunts have got a can opener, you know, using shit you buy from the supermarket, you know. Ah, so it is the finest French cuisine. $50 for a little bowl of soup. Oh, it's the most excellent, sir. No, fuck off, you know. But, you know, that's that there. Prunes. Thickened cream's better, but, you know, they had none. Yum. Yeah. And yeah, I remembered what the specifications was for these chopsticks, because they're not actually tapered. They're not tapered. That's a radius. And I think it's a radius. Not a taper, it's a radius. And I think from memory, it's either a circle that's 2.4 metres in diameter, that's what I think it was, and that is a chord or a section of the circle. You know, like, you've got a big, small circle, the curve is very noticeable, but if it's a really big circle, you know, and that's why it's sort of, you can see there. You know? So they're tapered, you know, not tapered, they're reduced, and it's done on the fucking aspect of the radius of a 2.4 meter circle. And sometimes it takes a while to recall this, you know. And since I'm a long way from anywhere, and I've been going a lot of money, you know, all this sort of shit about these super expensive, very little in the bottle sauces, you know, the super hot sauces, and I've been umming and ahhing for about 10 years, and I had a little bit of cash, and I thought, I'm completely out of chilies, and chilies are a health food. They help clear out the lungs and the chest, and, you know, I sort of need that sort of medicine, you know. And I need a bit of hot food where you go, and sweating, and, you know, all that shit of shit, because it clears all the crap out of the chest. It helps clear it out. And, and they said, you know, it's nine. I've had one hot jalapeno chili in my life, you know. That was from the supermarket, oddly enough, you know. And, chili, the strength of chilies depends upon the variety. It depends upon the season, it depends on the soil, depends on the growing conditions, how much rain, all this other sort of stuff. Because there was a girl, mummy, yeah, you stand there with a palette and I'll take little palettes and I'll take a photograph. But these green sort of chilies, long, sort of like about that long and about that sort of thick, you know, that sort of thick at one end and tapering down to sort of, you know. And these were the most beautiful looking hot chilies I've ever seen. They were fucking gorgeous, you know, because the weather was really warm, nice and warm during the days, good sunlight, frequent sort of small showers, and it was cool at night, and the ground was really dark, rich and moist, and these plants were just sucking it up, you know, because, you know, when around this area, when you get a bit of rain and a bit of warmth, and a bit of warmth during the day and a bit of cool night, you know, and good sunshine and shit, you know, the grass here will, you know, grow, I don't know, nearly a metre in 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, you know. And these, this girl with these two punnets of these chilies, and I looked at those chilies and I thought, those are so fucking hard and firm and sweet and juicy and crisp. And you bite into them and you go crunch, 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 you know. And they just looked fucking beautiful, you know. And so, you know, but, you know, they only had a couple of small punnets for sale. You know, you couldn't sort of, they weren't growing a whole sort of crop, you know, where you could just go across and buy, I don't know, 3 or 4 kilos, 5 kilos, you know, so you could just chop them up fine and pickle them in fucking vinegar or whatever, you know, vinegar and salt and other bits and pieces and, you know. But they were the most gorgeous, just gorgeous looking chilies, you know. And, yeah, anyway, you know how people get sort of fascinations with all sorts of things. I love pictures of fresh fruit and fresh vegetables, especially fresh farm grown or homegrown kinds of stuff, and the photographs are really good. Like the mandarins look just fucking beautiful, you know. Just, oh, look at that. So anyway, I've been completely out of chilies for a fucking while, you know, hot chili powder, hot chili flakes, all this sort of stuff. So I went and invested in this. And because it's supposed to be one of the hottest sources in the world, I thought, you know how you get people, just stupid fucking human beings, and they get the world's hottest fucking chilies, these ugly looking fuckers, you know? And they go, ang, 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 and then they go, aah! You know? I thought, fuck off. You know, are you stupid? Well, apparently so, because I've always figured, I used to get those Vietnamese pork rolls, and the person, the little bakery that was making them, I used to buy 2 every morning on the way to work. Fuck, they were good. And they'd put hot bird chilies in there. But I'd say, oh, add more, add more, add more, add more, you know, like fucking, and they were so good. And they had, I think, a Maggi seasoning sauce and a Maggi and a fish sauce. And that just clipped the whole thing off the edge, and it was, fuck, they were good, you know. And some Vietnamese bakeries make absolutely brilliant, you know, pork rolls. And some Vietnamese bakeries just churn out sort of shit, you know, like buttery and fucking tasteless and not a, you know, they're just, you know, serving up sort of slops. But this bakery, depending on the person who made them, fucking, they went from really good to fucking brilliant, you know. And I forget how I got into that. I'm going insane. Yeah, but I'm completely out of hot chili, so I ordered 2 bottles of this stuff. And I thought, I won't be fucking stupid about, you know, these people go, oh, here's a big fucking spoonful, you know, they scream. So what I did is I got a piece of meat about that sort of wide and about that long, you know what I mean? And I put one, this is a consistency is good, you know what I mean? Because it's thick enough to have ingredients in it, but thin enough to sort of pour so you can put drop, 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 you know. So I put 2 or 3 drops on the fucking first piece of meat, and I went, yeah, not screaming, you know. And then on the next piece of meat, I put, you know, like 5 or 6 drops on it. And I thought, yeah, that's fucking pretty good. That's not burning. Because these stupid people, like, everybody's entitled to be different, but these stupid people who just pour all over everything, good chili, good hot chili sauce is meant to complement the flavours of the food and enhance it. complement the flavours and enhance the nutritional quality of the food. It's meant to make it better, And it's not just burn your face off, So that went down pretty well. I wasn't rolling on the floor screaming, And then the next piece of meat, I added nine drops of this stuff just over it, and I thought, fuck yeah, I'm not burning my face off. It's pretty hot. It's loosening the phlegm up in my chest. It's fairly hot. It's not like I'm not screaming off to hospital. But, what happens is this hot chili was really good, and different. And the thing is, its aftertaste is the heat sort of... how can I describe the flavour? I can't describe it in any other terms. This is odd, but this is I describe it as sandy, not gritty, but sort of sandy. There's something, if you eat a mandarin, there's a mandarin taste in your mouth. Well, this was a sandy sort of effect from all the heat. But it wasn't burning my face off, because I didn't just fucking pour it on like an imbecile. I tested my way. Have a little bit more. And, by the time I've got to the third piece of meat, I've done all the calculations in my head. This is about how much I could have had a lot more because I'm finding stuff out. But that's how you calculate things, is you get the experience to have the calculations from the, and then you can go, well, next time I have a piece of meat, I can have probably about 12 drops of this stuff on it. It'll be pretty kind of fucking hot, not like screaming, my head's on fire, but you can discern what is a good amount for you, because chili... really good chili sauces will enhance your food, and really shit chili sauces just burn, So, that's, I never brush my fucking hair, Yeah, so that's what, I went and bought a bottle, and I thought, taste what they're all different, and different people have different things, but I think this is really good with food, and it's a nutritional food, not a fucking my head's burning, that's what I think about, that's why I think that copycat stupid shit on those people do, they're reviewing the hot sauce and they get a big spoon and then fall over screaming, good hot chili sauces are supposed to complement the food. They're supposed to enhance it. They're supposed to give you the chili kick. They're supposed to bit of sweating and, fuck, it's hot, That sort of stuff, and not burn your fucking head off in the process, And that's to enjoy the food. It's to complement the food, So, yeah. So, there's dessert, some prunes. That's about three desserts. That's 500 grams, so I think half kilo pack. Fuck. 500 grams, so you get 3 or 4, depending on how big you are and how hungry you are and whatever else you're eating, but that's... that's a good nutritional dessert, because the fucking Jew cunts, the difference between kosher foods... they don't have all the fucking crap in it, whereas the normal ice cream manufacturers have high fructose corn syrup, polysorbate, fucking this, that. I wanted my hands to go that way, yeah. They just have all this fucking shit in it, That's a straight nutritional food. It's fruit from a tree or seed pods, whatever. So you get that and some cream, and it's a good thing, you know. So unlike all the junk food from the fucking junk food manufacturers, you know. And if I had a blender and a freezer, it could make, what's that called? Pitted dates, yeah. You could make good date ice cream, you know. A litre of fucking thickened cream and a litre of fucking, and half a kilo of prunes, and you can make a really, you just blend it, get the fucking ice cream really cold, get the prunes, not prunes, get the dates really cold, like basically almost frozen, throw them in a blender for, you know, 10 seconds or some shit, you know what I mean, and then freeze it, you know. Because that's the thing about really, really, this is not the golden rule, you know, but really, really, really good fruit, really, really good food tends to have not a lot of ingredients, not a lot of fucking around. It's easy and quick to make, and it's really nutritional, and it's filling, and it keeps you going, whereas just garbage food just poisons you, you know. So anyway, guys, I'll stop it there. Thank you.